beginning our daf, and starts by the Zohar daf nun vav. Beginning with Alvigin Tesmat, beginning the Gemara, but in Beitzin in Yisrael. So this Mishnah Achrayin says you cannot harvest with a Jew. Because Shkain Shandarchin, for sure you cannot press with them. So Tais Perish, it comes to explain. In other words, Vafila b'soiv tiricha. When you say you can't press, meaning even at the end of the pressing, and the reason is because the ikas siyul l'tumah deres, because you're assisting a biblical tumah when it's in the gas tameya. He says talk about it's a limited kolshkein hacha. Why are we saying over here kolshkein shendarchen? Tremi mishnah rishayna. Mishnah rishayna. Also, you could say the same terminology that for sure because the dericha is worse than harvesting. No, the reason is because the ilaytan hacha kolshkein. If we didn't say the mishnah rishayna kolshkein, I mean I would have said time of day in bites. And the reason why you cannot do harvesting, it's not because of assisting of someone doing a sin. Mishnah gram tumah. It's because of the problem because you're going to end up causing tumah. That's what we're teaching you right now. The time or the reason Bisham Siyua is because of assisting, which is because of assisting, which is at the end because the guy already started, but you're assisting him in what he's doing. In other words, and this is like what Teisa previously said, the Maschel Shemutter, that from Rabbein Yehuda, not like the way Rashi says, that the problem with Bitsira is actually because of Gram Tumah. Next time, we have to begin with the words of the Gemara. Shemot ligrim tuma l'chul in Eretz Yisrael. That this town holds that you're allowed to cause tuma to chul in Eretz Yisrael. Perish Rashi. So Rashi explains that the Afila, and this seemingly is in the Madur Basra of Rashi. And Rashi says, Afila hachi, even so, in bites in the Yisrael, but you still cannot harvest with a Jew. Why? The animilah shemot ligrim tuma v'shalav kechavim. When you're allowed to cause tuma, let's say with a non-Jew. Abishal Yisrael, but a Jew, you have a different problem. Tvulim heim l'truma. They're considered untaith for truma, but us legrim truma l'truma, and you're not cause truma for truma. So it says in the pasuk, "Vani hehine nesad loches mishmeres truma moisoi." You have to safeguard the sanctity, the tara of the of trumois in plural. But shtei trumas akas matava. The pasuk talks about two trumas, which is including even for tameya, and therefore here where it's tavel for this truma, you have an obligation to protect it and not be metamed. So it's because it's difficult. I mean, he the ma'aser perikam the nida. What the Gemara brings in the first perik nida above on a base. Now in the Mishnah Hasam over there, noila subik tumah. If let's say there is introduced a doubt of tumah actually gilgala before the dough is rolled. So tasa b'tumah. So then you can do it in the state of tumah. Mishnah gilgala. But if you have the doubt when it was already dough, tasa b'tara b'chul. You have to do it in the state of tara. Ksavra and he holds chul natvul nachala kachal dam. He says the Gemara explains yes. Because even though it's just dough, but since it has untyped in it the portion of the chal that's going to be separate, it's like chal already, and therefore you have to do it in the state of purity. So Amma says, obviously, I mean, we say the koidim gilgul before, however, that it's rolled with water to make it into flour. Shlechala adayin chib chal, that didn't yet take effect obligation of chal. So I mean, we say the tas betumah could be done in the state of tumah when it's, let's say, just flour. So vachanami you're also in medum l'truma, it's not fit for truma chiyasu yai until made into wine. So b'lam l'yasu betumah, why can't you make it in the state of tumah? Kivish mot l'ugim tumah, you could cause tumah in that state. So it says, v'yeshu dechen loyimah, the someone want to reject this question to say, no, the shani asim there is different, because the chosma true kemach, as long as it's still just flour, and kachim b'chal klav, there's no obligation of chala at all, and abot truma ru'uyim mishosh shehiba anavim. But regarding truma, it is fit already when it's grapes before it's yain. Midava ma'isa shekdim b'shabalim, just like we find by ma'isa, which in the Gemara Shabbos Kof Chabzayim Beis that you already took off when it was still in the stalks. So that would be the same with the grapes. So therefore, that's why it's different. You would say it already tovel for truma here also. So it says, however, ochen dava temahu, but it's a wonder lachshiva tovel truma to consider as if it untied the truma couldn't miruch before the pile is smoothed out, which is like the Gemara Malacha. So it wouldn't seem to be any different. Voidik Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Rabbi Yehuda asked, "Behead Yitani b'Tesef Dechala." We learned explicitly in the Braisa, "Basahach to know Tzavik Tumah v'Chulu." After this halacha of that, it was introduced the doubt of Tumah, but it says, "V'chein Perish Shneilim Tzavik Tumah." So, let's say have produce that it's introducing them a doubt of Tumah actually Nigma Malachtan before the end of the production. So, Yasib Tumah. So, you could do it in the state of Tumah. Nigma Malachtan, but if the produce was already finished its production, Yasib Tara. If you do it in the state of Tara, now Trumas and Tluya Be'ezah Trumas and Tluya. And the truma is tluya. Now, beizah savik amru. What type of doubt of truma? But davar savik l'truma. Something that's a doubt of truma. So it says amas. So you see, afilu bepeis nami amrina and hachi. Even my produce, we say this regarding if it's not gemar malacha that it's not going to consider like as tovel for truma. says, but you could answer the Shani Asim there, it's different. Shekran Noilim Sabak Tumah, because it was already introduced the Dad of Tumah. The Yevsha Oidli is Tar Legamri, cannot be totally Tar. So therefore, okay, we're lenient. But Kanab, here Yeshle Lazar, here you have to be Kivash Leil Tamais Legitil, to not initially be Metamid. So therefore, that question wouldn't be so difficult. However, Miu says, Kashim, who the Pek on the Zak, what's difficult is from the Gemara getting up some Machal from an Alf. The Kamar, Reisha, that says within the beginning, but Tumas Chulin, Pirish, Shemutl Sayeh, Koidim Shatat Lamayan. That you can assist before it's put into water. The only thing he has over there is tumah of chulin. Even though it's going to end up that you're going to separate the challah instead of tumah. So why is it different over here? He was saying that it is a problem, and they were saying there it's not. They were saying it's not a problem. So Rabbi Meir ben Tamei says the beginning leke lechashad ba'alma. No, there the Gemara getting this different because there that's only a suspicion. That the person suspected to do the state of tumah. So therefore we say okay. So you're allowed to assist the Amma Aretz in what they're doing. Avakam, the Vadi Oysa Peri, there's a Betumah, but here we know the person is definitely going to make it in the state of Betumah. Osl Seyei Eloi, therefore you're not allowed to assist him, I feel Metchilim from the beginning, even before the production is done. Now, however, Vakash L'Pirish Zeh, it's difficult according to this interpretation, Masnit Nekatani, the Mishnah says, Lo Loshen Lo Erchen, the Gemara over there says, you're not allowed to knead with them, you're not allowed to go ahead and we said over here, Lo Loshen Lo Erchen, and you can't knead it, and you can't shape it. Now, our Gemara sounds like Mashma sounds like it. So that's what our Gemara says over here, our Mishnah. So Mashma sounds like a B'nei B'tchein Asharya, but earlier steps of selecting and grinding, okay, that earlier steps would be permitted. Problem is, the Perek and the Zakat, the Gemara, and Gittin, over there, Samach Alpha, and Aftan, the Mishnah teaches, but it is what the Chenizka that talks about regarding selecting and grinding, about Isha Amal Oretz, regarding the wife of the Amal Oretz, that wouldn't be a problem. So Ben Tam explains that, or as some Gisors have, will appear to Ben Tam Hossam. And according to what Rabbi Tam says over there, the davka, the inkan el chashad ba'alma, that is specifically, if there's only suspicion, she chashud la'asa b'tumah, that she's suspected to do in the state of tumah. Avon lo'isa b'vade b'tumah, but if she definitely does in the state of tumah, lo'isha, and we wouldn't permit even selecting and grinding. Aiva achad lo'isa b'vade b'tumah, but here we're talking about someone that definitively does in the state of tumah, mash b'zant de b'rever t'chin ashari, that selecting and grinding is permitted. So Rabbi Tam, he says, the hocha mayer b'peirish lehuchshur, here we're talking about produce that wasn't susceptible for tumah. We permit selecting and grinding even someone who definitely does in the state of Tumah. But he the Gittin, but the Gemara there in Gittin, that's talking about produce that was already susceptible to Tumah. So therefore, if definitively the person does in the state of Tumah, also then forbidden even to select and to grind. Now, me b'shami, however, the Yishami Tani Allah the Masnitin, Yishami teaches on that Mishnah the leburin b'leitoichin and imay that we say that here that you now select and grind with him. Uparch mehid the gittin, and they asked from the Mishnah gittin the Tani we learned, but it's with the chenis that you could select and grind. The question of Tumah, the Yishami answers, kamba leisis kamba she'in the leisis. Here's Tumah when you do lesisa, when you make it moist with water, and here's when you don't. Pirish, in other words, hachamai here to mashochshu where it was susceptible, you made it wet. And there's tomorrow where you didn't make susceptible, you don't make the grain wet in the yard, and so therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, but in yard, lechalik bin choshelo isa bevada. Yishami doesn't go to differentiate between if someone suspected or does it definitively. But a little different tam, according to the words of Ben Tam, nuchlem, you could say that loyloshin of loytoichenin kadibi yishami, you could say that you can't knead and you can't. Select, you can't grind, like the words of Yishalmi Amari. It's Tumah, Bein Hocha, Bein Hossam, whether here or there, Behoch Shiru, when it's susceptible to Tumah. I have a time in the Hocha, so what's the reason over here? Shem Do Isa Bevad, but Tumah, because it's definitive, the person definitively does in the state of Tumah. Lachin Leibarin, therefore you cannot go ahead and select. And so that's what you would be able to say according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Tazi continues and he says that Rabbi Yehuda Matzah, he found Pirish Echad, one interpretation of Pirish Rabbeinu Shleima. In the interpretation of Rashi Savyadi from his handwritten manuscript that says when the halacha says but you cannot harvest with a Jew, etc. But Avka of this real and Hashta, even though we hold right now that the mutligim tumalukulin that you'll let of course tumatu unconsecrated protocol safer like the safer teaches Hanamila Davikochavim, that's a non Jew or Yisrael Chavir or a learned Jew, Shloyichlam, that he's not going to eat this rakmi made tumas in the seder when he's in his days of tumah. A bistral, Russia, but a Jew that's wicked, Ivaveruhu, he's a sinner. He's going to end up drinking it tummy in even the days of Tahara, Adrich lekachay medis, and that's what the pressing is for. So lekach asl lezayi the binal system ad kan l'shaynei. So that would be even, even with chulin, that wouldn't be specifically regarding anything of truma, but just because he's gonna partake of this. He's gonna do it in the state of tumah. Even in his days of tahara. Next, just about to begin the words of Gemara b'kivay m'shikapa. He says, "Oh, it's when you go ahead and when they're floating to the top." So it's Tosfos Tema, it's a wonder because kivay b'kivay mekel hu. Since he's the most lenient at shikapa miboyilei, so then the word should have been. Not mishika, but until, meaning it's, up until then you don't have a problem. Because I mean, perkasecha as a problem, like the Gemara says, b'metzia, that peichas mabe is gabi kashum etiluin, regarding the gourds and the cucumbers. My love, mishipaksu besada, isn't it when you take it off the tops and the fields? Loi mishipaksu bebais, is when you do it in the house. So the Gemara says, yach, but that's the case, achipaksu mabe, it should say up until, because, you're being the most lenient. So why is that not bothering the Gemara over here? So Sevi Shlomo, you can say, no, the Shana Osin, there's different Kodeik L'miti, but L'meima, you can make a mistake with it, and to say, Pekas Tesada, it means when you're taking off the top part in the field, the top part of the vegetable. Avalach B'heil, like L'miti, miti, here there's no errors possible. The body and Shom Kippur, Kod, Mir, Das, L'bar, there's definitely no taking off what's on the top before it goes onto the bit, so we know he's the most lenient. So you don't have to say, Ache Yikapa. Next, just must begin with the Gemara of Apish HaKafa, so even though it was already at that stage, they're floating to the top, Kolim and Agasa, El Yoyna, but you can still catch what's in the upper part of the wine press. Pirsh, in other words, avol mina tachtayna, but from the lower one, the kolayim mina bar, from the cistern, also lishtayz deyna, I'll drink af ara, even in a snacking way, shari hook for the maisa, because that was already established for the obligation of maisa. Says teisa tame, it's a wonder, because high gas, hechikoi, where is this wine press? And that is ibisadu, who, if it's in the field, kedach kol gizr shalem, like older wine presses, shari ibisadu, which were in the fields, ked mucha perka mechaz bas, like it obviously, the gemara, basta bainal, from an af ditnan. The Mishnah teaches Mochas Asad, if you sell the field, like Mochas Agas. You haven't sold the wine press. It doesn't talk about that regarding selling the house, because, that's where it is, in the fields. If that's the case, the Begas Shabbasad, the Mairi, they were talking about where the wine press is in the fields. So Lishna then should be permitted, even from the lower part, even from the cistern. Shari put her up in the Abais, because it didn't yet see the face of the house. But meaning, the Gemara tells them about Matsida Pezayim and Bezayim, and there's no obligation in the Tevil. To go ahead and with the obligation of Meiser, and shoot up in the Abayis until it sees the face of the house. It's a wine press that's in the house. You brought the grapes in over there. If that's the case, how could ever be subsequently obligated Meiser? Like the Gemara tells us, we had some Memal from Abayis, that when you bring the grain in the chaff, even if you subsequently take it off in the house, you're not going to be obligated. It has to be produce before you bring it to the house. So then how would you have a chiv here at all? I can tell you the Mayor Bagasha Basad that we're talking about where wine press is out in the field. And this is what we're saying. Koilim and Agas, you could gather what's in the wine press, labayas, and then you could bring it then into the house, the yisht, and you could bring it, drink it over there. Because as long as it didn't go into the system, the work wasn't finished. And therefore, so then you're not going to have that the seeing of the face of the house to be mischayb meister, obligated meister, el b'dabash neg malachta, only something that the process was already finished. That's what he's saying. You cannot take from the cistern, to bring that into the house and drink it, because that would be obligated. Another picture could say is loyal mayer b'gash b'bayis. Truthfully, we're talking about a wine press in the house. And it's not similar to the case of the grain. Because it's not normal to bring grain into a house with the chaff. So when you bring it in the chaff, so Sule Mikvah Lamaisa is never going to become obligated Maisa anymore. But regarding one, that normal is to bring it in the grapes. And therefore that becomes where the pile is. So for sure, making it into pile, even in the house, would make it obligated. And the proof is from the gourds. The Gemara says within the peches and beis, the mishifax of beis have a gemar malachta and lemaisa, that when you make the pile, when you pick off the little top piece of the vegetable in the house, it is the gemar malachta lemaisa. Even though you brought into the house with that piece, obviously that you could be obligated with certain types of vegetation even after it comes into the house. Like it says, Matzah begin the words of Gemara, Tirtzin Namalach Kamaisim. So, you have to answer also for this. In other words, that you have to switch around the gears to there too. Rosh Tosfos says, wait a second, Masnin, what do you do in the Mishnah Maseches Maisus? Daf Bishar Kafa. That says that even though that it was already at the stage of Kafa, the Dakin Mana, which we inferred from that Shemam and the Keeper of the Bar, they're talking about the Keeper of the Pit. But that must be Hasik Rabbana. It must be like Rabbana, because we're saying Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's something else. It's Mishnah Shala B'chavius. It says, Matzah begin the words, the Gemara Lim Tlosit Tanoin. So the Gemara says, okay, let's say it's a three Machlikas Tanoim. Rosh Tosfos says, Tim, it's a wonder, because of my Loi Komashani Masniten. Why don't we explain the Mishnah and say, when it says Ashir Labai B'yakafa, until it goes down to the pit and B'yakapa, just like we just explained that before. So the Bishlamit you can say is no. The Mekin, if that's the case, Adamavlik B'sefer, instead of the Sefer, the Prince, being Yorod L'Shar Shabagaz, that, you know, the difference between what went to the cistern and what still remains in the wine press, Livlik B'yarid Nami, you should differentiate even what went into the pit, being Kibul L'Shayni Kofi, to what when it floated to the top and what didn't. Obviously, we can infer from that. Except Masin, not Mishnah held. Whatever's in the system, Avkoid Mekivo Aser. Even before that stage, is going to be forbidden. So it says, we're going to say, I guess it's really B'mishnah, the Meiser, and the first parak Nami, the Tony Bar that we learned about the Vav Bishak Kafa, that even though it was at that stage, Kodam and Agas Bechulu, you could still catch what's in the wine press. Instead of differentiating what's in the pit and what's in the wine press, why don't you go and differentiate even what's in the pit, what floated to the top, what didn't? You're right. The ratio toward yain meshikapa, that when wine is when it floats to the top. Amen and nasi yain meshikapa. But the safer is just teaching a chiddush. What? Sugged it when you would have thought to say, since what's in the cistern has already floated to the top. Yes, there's a gummer, lefanov, and there's a bona fide prohibition in front of him. Leagues are amashabagaz, or betzina, and if we should make a decree to prohibit even what's in the wine press and what's in the pipe, utter debar, because of what's in the cistern, the bakal gibalitas, because it's very easy to make a mistake, im not delicious, im not ziner, if you permit to drink from the pipe. Shishta, gamkin, the bird that has stomach lid, you can also come to drink from the cistern in front of him. Therefore, we have to say that. Chiddush that's permitted. I must need, but in our Mishnah, the Tani Bereisha that we taught in the Reisha in an Asi Ayin Nesach does not become Ayin Nesach Achir Labar until it goes down to the cistern. The Lehiska keep a klal and doesn't mention about floating to the top. Im Isev was true, Dabba Maflik Ben Keeper below Loi Keeper, and our Tana held that there's a difference between if it was floated to the top or not. Have the Misanye, it should have taught it. Bein Lamed, don't say, no, Dachanam Yashmin Rabu Sahiro, so we know, we're telling you Chiddush, Dafgav Mashababar. Usser, Isser Gomer, that even what's in the cistern is fully prohibited. Become Akmashamur, still the rest is permitted. But look, Isrinah, Atuhan, that we don't make a Xer of one because of the others, so there's no danger of Vusa. This wouldn't be a Chiddush. The Baha'u Vade, because most of it was definitely regarding this, in Litters, a person would not make a mistake, im not if we permit, Kishinoga, Ebekachavim, Bamashab, Gaz, that if the non-Jew touch what's in the wine press, Lahata, that we would think to permit Gamma Goybebar to what he also touches in the cistern. Shahar Gegusni Mafsik Benim, because that basket, the filter separates between them. I call Yedim, everyone knows Shagugusni, I say, oh, Yan, it's like Gugusni makes a wine. And what's before that is not a problem of wine to be Yan, that's like a job to the country. Avlaminka, they should have picked Rabusa, the Chiddush, Lufluga Ben Kiva, Lisha, in the Kiva. That would have been the real Chiddush. In fact, that it doesn't is obviously the time of mission does not hold like that.